On July 1st, Sulphur Springs ISD tax collector Sandra Gibby turned over her list of delinquent taxpayers this year to collection attorneys. I talked with Ms. Gibby Tuesday morning.
Recently, as of July 1st, something big happened here.
Yes, our 3307 notices were sent out, which is our additional penalty notices, which are kind of a technicality property tax code-wise, but it is the additional penalty for a delinquent tax attorney. We contract with them. Mm-hmm. It is 20% of your delinquent taxes plus penalty and interest. So that's the 20% that July 1 was attached.
So, as you always do, anytime people can come in and, they're probably a good time, especially if on that delinquent list mm-hmm. where the penalties are really stacking up.
Yes, they are. It's 20% on top of your penalty and interest. And, those go to the attorneys, and there are delinquent tax letters that are sent out, and those are required by law. And not always... favorable. They're not, people kind of, once it's turned over to an attorney, takes on a new meaning maybe, but they are required by law for us to notify them. And then those letters go out, and that's just, a process for us to collect those delinquent collections that we're needing.
As far as the collection is concerned, you're just about where you usually are at this time in terms of the percentage collected and everything?
Yeah, collections are, we're almost to 97%. We're at a 96.45, I think, the last time I looked. So we're right there. Just need a little bit more to we're always at 97% pretty much by the end of August. So we have till August 31 when our fiscal year ends. So we have until then to get that 97%.
Mm-hmm. That would kind of meet what budgetary,
yes,
is expected.
Yes, when we figure, when we do the budget tax rate-wise, we always figure on 97% of current collections. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's where we need to be.
The attorneys, are they pretty effective about getting money in with their...
They are, and they're very attentive. They, I have a really good delinquent tax attorney. They do a good job for us. Have a great relationship with them. John Bolster is my delinquent tax attorney personally. Lee Miller is my area manager. And, I began the end of June kind of talking and saying, this is what we're looking at. These are our extremely large accounts that are still out there. And they're very, they work with me well to make sure I get those in, before the end of the year.
If there's anybody that's just everything's in a mess and, they've got all these penalties and everything, mm-hmm. Will you work with them if they come in, and can they do partial payments?
Oh, absolutely. Partial payments are accepted. We absolutely take partial payments. If that's an option, we do have some larger accounts that do it that way, and that's mm-hmm. not a problem at all. We are very, we definitely take partial payments.
Like everyone else's office in the school administration building on Conley Street, Ms. Gibby says the school district tax office is closed every Friday this summer. KSST News.